Hey everybody, welcome back to Needs Garlic. Hope everyone had a good morning, new afternoon, evening, whatever you're going through in life today.
We're back together.
Finally, it's been a long time since we've been doing Needs Garlic together. It sucks, you know.
When was the last time?
I think the last time we did something together was our first episode. I'm just kidding.
I don't remember.
When was our first episode?
Like in 2018.
Not our first episode, but like when was our... I think the last one that we did was, BCF with Fred and Joey as guest stars.
Oh, the
sandwich debate, yeah. Whether a hot dog was a sandwich
A
sandwich.
I remember now.
But we are here continuing Podmas.
We're back.
You know, it's kind of crazy because like, I always bring this up, but I never thought that Needs Garlic would ever do something like Podmas. I mean, I want to do Vlogmas eventually, but
there's a lot more things we could do for that. But
yeah, but it is more time consuming. It is harder for us to vlog and then edit and then,
I'm surprised we found enough ideas to do this.
Honestly, it was hard. You know, usually when we do Needs Garlic, we take time and we plan sometimes, but then like being on the spot, like every day, trying to do something Christmas related.
Yeah.
And we're here. We're doing something great. Before today's episode.
Today.
So I don't know if you remember the last episode or two episodes ago or three. We were doing like this whole like $20,000 budget Bros edition. And then me and Hero got together and we're like, you know what? Let's play a little game. So we gave each other a budget, but we don't know what the other person gave us. And what we're gonna do is, assuming we have our dream house and all that jazz, we're going to be like going off and tell each other what we're going to buy
to decorate the house.
Yeah, to decorate the house. And we're going to be giving each other like the prices or whatever. And then here's the catch though. If you are able to make it below budget or somehow get right on the dot, you get to keep your decorations. But if for whatever reason you go over even by a cent, which I doubt could be rounded,
we're
selling your home and all the stuff that you bought is gone. It's done. So it's really cool. And I think we're going to go ahead and start off with Hero. Now, like I said, he has no idea what his budget is except for me. And we're just going to go over everything and we're going to see what Hero would do. And then after Hero is done, I'm going to reveal his budget. And then we're going to switch it off. So Hero, let's go ahead and begin.
All right. So my first purchase is that big light Christmas tree. It's just made out of lights. It's
no leaves. All right.
No.
I'm just kidding.
It's just you know what I'm talking about. It's like streaking down.
Oh, I like a little pole in the middle.
And then yeah, exactly. Oh. It's like 11 feet.
Okay.
That's $31. Okay. That's going in the center of my yard.
Imagine. Your budget was $30.
Your budget was $30. Dang it. Okay. Everything else is a nice round number. That was the only one that was like $30.99.
Oh.
So I was like, okay, 31.
All right.
I don't want to steal a dollar, you know?
Okay.
All right. And next, this is probably going around like the center of the house.
Sure.
It was like two of them. I don't know how big they are, but they're like snowflake lights.
Ooh.
You've seen them?
Yeah, I've seen them.
They're just snowflakes covered in lights, and it's really nice. Mm-hmm. I think those are going to be like maybe two centers of the home, depending on how the house is structured or not. Okay. But those are $40 total.
For both of them?
Yeah, for both of them. Not each, both total. So okay. $20 each.
And are you living in Texas or where are you living at?
I'm living in Texas. Okay. In Houston, probably.
Okay, cool.
All right. And next is the regular standard white lights.
Ooh, I actually got white lights too.
And I got the 100-foot ones. So I got three of those because I want to have enough.
Okay.
So I got that's a total of $90.
All right.
What is it? Oh, I bought a Santa arch for the driveway.
Oh, that's so good. All right.
Yeah, it's like an inflatable arch so you can like drive through it every time
and sure
have the Christmas spirit.
Okay.
That was $70. Am I getting close?
Actually, you have a lot of wiggle room.
Oh, okay. Maybe I should have bought more stuff. All right, cuz I'm like halfway through.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And then I bought the driveway arcs, like the candy cane ones.
Oh, you're so good. Yeah, okay.
It's like, I bought three. They come in a pack of three.
Okay.
So it's a total, I bought two for each side. That came out for $100. Because okay. I really like those. I feel like those are always, those are a must have for me, to be honest. Okay. The next is, it was a light up reindeer with a sleigh.
Okay.
I was like, it looked really nice.
Okay.
So I was like, it got to have the sleigh.
Okay.
So it was $150.
Okay.
And then everything else is pretty cheap from here.
Okay.
I bought like Nutcracker porch banners and you put them around your door.
Nutcracker. Okay.
And those were $10.
For each one?
But I'm assuming I might have two doors. So let's change it. I'm going to buy three of them just to be safe. So
$30. All right. Okay.
And then a wreath. How do you say it again?
I say wreath. Reef. So if you're going to come at us, just do it.
Yeah, it's that little circle thing that looks like a Christmas tree, but it's just a circle.
Okay.
I bought a $25 one. Okay. You know, that one obviously gone in the door.
Okay.
And then I bought a little door handle that says Joy. That's $10.
Okay.
And anything else on top of my head? Nope. That's it.
Okay.
That's like 500 something. So not a little bit more than
500. Your total was $546.
Okay.
I graciously gave you a budget of $1,800.
Oh, wow.
So I'm scared about mine because I went all out on mine.
Dang, if you went off of, I don't know. All right.
All right. Okay,
it's wait, let me get my calculator.
Oh, no. So, for those of you that don't know about me, I typically, now don't get me wrong, I am grateful for what I have. I'm not saying that I'm not grateful, but I've always wanted to be, like, a grown-up and have more bougie stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about, like, Gucci.
Mr. Bougie.
But I'm talking about, like,
just have more,
yeah, nice more stuff, you know?
Stuff that says that you're middle class.
Yeah, basically. And like I said, I'm grateful and I don't want no one attacking me. But we're gonna go with mine. Now mine, like I said, because keep that in mind for what I bought. Obviously, I had bought lights for the house. It's gonna be for the front, and then I forgot to write down the footage, but I knew it was enough for my house.
Mm-hmm.
So that was gonna be $110.
Okay.
And then for the porch where you like, or the driveway area, the thing mm-hmm. on top, I bought two sets of lights because I remember they were like to complete each other. So I bought two for $46, so a total $92. And then I bought lights for the ground, like the perimeter of the lawn or whatever, and that came out to $34. Now I saw this is where the extra stuff came. I saw this package or this bundle and it was three deers.
Oh.
But they were like of lights. They weren't like, yeah, you know. $235 for three of them.
What?
Look, I told you I'm going all out of my house. So
you said $235?
Yes, sir. And then I was like, my grandma has these, but I'm imagining my house be bigger. So I bought three projectors to like show the illusion of like snowing on the house. And so for three of them, they came out to $120, which isn't that bad. I think it's not
bad. Okay.
Here's where the bouginess comes. I always liked having inflatables on my lawn. And so I bought a 8-foot tree inflatable for $83. I bought a Santa on a bear for $65. I bought a 6-foot stack snowman trio for $40 and Sansa with his reindeer, $100.
Oh, you're that guy. You're the inflatable guy.
Yeah, I'm the inflatable guy. I'm trying to compensate. Knowing that I never experienced snow that much in my life growing up in Texas, Houston, Pasadena, Kingsville, I think overall I experienced it like three times. I went to Nebraska once a long, long time ago, but I mean, other than that, I never experienced it. So I wanted to buy a snow machine.
Oh, so I didn't even think of
I
that.
Got a snow machine for $255. And of course,
$255?
Yeah. And of course, you need to buy the snow fluid for it to come up, right? And I was like, if I wanted to be going out like these, the Christmas week, I did research. I need to buy at least four.
Okay.
For my lawn. So it was 30 each, so 120.
Okay.
Now, I also wanted to buy a reef for my door, but I went bougie, so $70 for a reef.
Jeez.
And then I also got like a garland, and what those are, like, imagine a reef, but like it's like flattened out, and you get to like mesh it in any way or form. I bought four of them because they're like 18 feet, and I wanted to be like surrounding the walls of the door ever. So that came out to $64 because I bought four 18-foot ones.
Okay.
I like decorating my house and my cars with bows. So I bought two 8-packs for $44. But they're the big bows, so you can see them. Like, they're the big bows. And then I have bought 8 of these red plant thingies. Like the Christmas red plants. I bought 8 of those.
Those are nice.
And they were 30 each. So $240.
What?
For 8 plants, they were 30 each. So it was $240. And then my last little piece is when you walk up to my door, you have to have a mat. A Christmas mat.
I didn't get a mat. That's
and I came out to $10. So overall, I did the math. And I spent, what was it, like $1,562? Did I do it right?
I got $682. It might have been...
Okay, I think I missed one because I wasn't sure.
When either that back. Or I might have added something twice.
Okay, no, it's okay. But either or...
That's... Either way, you broke your budget.
No! What do you mean I broke my budget? What's my budget?
It was
$1,200. Ooh!
So you were roughly $1,600.
Wait, can I like return some stuff?
Is this for real, man? The original budget I gave you was $35, and I was like,
oh, I would have made it.
Then you definitely would have made it.
My original.
And then I went to $2,000, and then $1,000, and then I went back to up to $1,200.
Oh, okay. Your OG budget was $3,000.
Oh,
but then I was like, oh, well, I already bought all my stuff. Mine was on the higher end, so I was like, well, I gave you $1,800 to give you wiggle room from my stuff.
See, because mine came out to $500, I was like, I'll just double it since he said he was gonna spend a lot, and then I added $200 more.
Yeah,
so I was like, that should be. But I think we were fairly close to our budget.
Somewhat, yeah. I went $400 over, possibly $300. If
around $400.
Yeah. So I mean, I lost all my stuff. But
you're
it's
homeless
okay.
Now. You can stay in my house then.
I'm not homeless. I just find a close dumpster and that's it. Yeah. But yeah, that's something. Now you know how. I mean, obviously, hearing Hero's ideas, I would buy some, and obviously,
yeah,
Hero bought
here.
Some of mine. So
I think I probably would have added like another $200. I think the stuff you got.
I didn't want. I was kidding.
No, my more inflatable. I think the inflatables. Kind of ruined you.
Okay, I know, but I had to. But there is stuff like the arches for driveway. I would have gotten that. I didn't think about that. And then, well, see something else. I don't remember what you said. A door handle. I wanted to buy a door handle.
I didn't get a doormat.
Oh my god! See, well, I'll trade you.
Was
$10.
Right, I think mine was like $10. Oh. Yeah, it was $10.
So there you have it. I mean, it wasn't that bad. And like I said, even if I did have the money, I wouldn't really buy all this stuff. I would like to if I could. But my Taco Bell budget, you know. We're
and then the thing, the inflatables, like you can reuse them too.
So yeah.
It's one big purchase, but you can use them for a good 5 years maybe.
Yeah. And then even if you don't, like I know some stores offer warranty. So even at that, not warranty, what's it called? Yeah, warranty, and you can return it.
Can buy them after Christmas. Like right after Christmas, they'll probably have like a 50% discount or something.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, the only thing I really wanted. Oh, you wanted the snow machine.
Oh, that's
so.
Too.
That's your total
$250, right? It was like $255.
Yeah,
plus.
So you're at $700. You're like $800.
Okay,
or something. So that would have been, and then well, plus the fluid también, it was $120. So you're like at $900, almost a thousand.
Yeah.
So either way, you made budget though.
Yeah, I could have doubled my expenses.
Yeah. But I think once I said bougie, you're like, oh shit! Like I should have gotten him more.
Yeah, I was actually giving him a little bit more.
But I mean, all the stuff that I bought is like generally speaking, what my grandma and my mom buy. See, my grandpa.
Yeah.
And so, like, I like what we have, but I want if I could, I'll make it better. And obviously, I'm thinking that my house is gonna be like a 2-story house. So
yeah,
that's why I was like buying multiple like lights or floaties, inflatables kind of thing.
I had 300 feet of. Lights.
I know that's pretty.
Which seems reasonable, but then again, I don't know.
Yeah, he's garlic. but yeah, I liked your house. I liked your house a lot.
Like your house.
And too. Oh, you wanted the ground lights too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
A little
bit
more.
There you go. Dang.
I think we would have eventually like been the same.
Yeah.
Because I, I don't know.
I know I wouldn't have gotten so many inflatables. If anything, just one.
I feel like I would have. Okay.
I did get one, and it was the arch.
Yeah, that one. Oh, that's what I was talking about. The arch inflatable.
The arch
inflatable. But it's because, like, hear me out. I think my idea was to buy those three, but, like, maybe every year, like, switch it out. Oh. Or, like, maybe one for the backyard. But we didn't do backyard. We were doing, like, front yard.
I mean, if you have a good, big enough yard, they probably all three fit.
Yeah.
Or maybe two, and then just kind of save one for the next year.
In case one breaks, I can replace with another one. I don't know. what are we doing? We don't even have houses. We're talking about it. But yeah, I hope you are enjoying this podcast. We're almost done.
Yes.
It's crazy because I think on day like three, I was like, oh, we can't do this. Like, it's hard. Like, I don't know if I'm going to do. Because like the first 3 days, I had it like planned. But after that, I was like.
You did what, 5 days and then I came in?
I believe so.
Yeah, I wasn't really planning on it. But then I was hearing the episodes and then I was like, yo, this is cool.
I got to
jump in. Yeah, it is fun.
And I think this was a good way to like. Help us find ways to get ideas.
Whether yeah.
Because we used to like, oh, I don't know what to do, so we're not going to do anything. Yeah. But that's okay. Well, it's okay. Well, we're on this 22, so we have 23, 24, 25.
Yeah.
And then we are guaranteeing the 3 episodes. You know, we are going to get this done. But we're not sure if we're going to have one before the new year begins. It's because I returned back to Kingsville on the 27th, sadly. But... I'm really happy we're going to finish it in Houston or Pasadena because that's where Nice Garlic
originated. Feels really nice to at least finish. It's like a grand finale kind of thing.
I'm excited.
But thank you guys for joining us on this little journey.
Little mini.
And hopefully we can get more episodes.
Hopefully.
After Christmas as well.
And if not, we'll just retire. It was a good run. You know? It was nice.
So. Next year at Podmas round 2.
I know, right? We'll go silent all year and then Podmas happens. But hey. At least you know we can do Podmas.
Yeah. So, hey, the fact that we're doing 25 episodes, it's an achievement of itself.
Can you imagine us all over again with 25 new ideas?
That's
about it. I guess we upload these every year.
I know, right? Just upload the same video.
Or audio. Yeah. These next few are going to be interesting, I believe. And stick around. Don't forget to follow us everywhere. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Cast, whatever. Facebook. We're not active on Twitter. I try. I just can't do it. Instagram, not really. So Facebook's the way to go. If you like what you hear, you can send us a message, voice message, through Anchor, Spotify, and many more. And don't forget that if it's cold outside, you wear a jacket.
Or a sweater. Or a beanie.
Or nothing.
I'm just kidding.
All right. That's it, guys. We'll talk to you next time. Adios.
Bye.